3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Friday edition. I was worried about rain coming in, Dawn Davenport. Brent Thornton with you as well. I just walked outside. Sun is shining. I know it's coming at some point, but I'm going to try to get 9 holes in after we get done. And hang out with my kid. I love that my 16-year-old Connor fell in love with the sport of golf because, like, that's a good – it's hard when – you know this. It's hard when you have multiple kids to spend one-on-one time with anybody. That's like my spot with him. And then I can play tennis with the other one, and then the 9-year-old, he doesn't care.
He doesn't want any quality time with dad anyway.
Hell no. He's playing Fortnite with his buddies. Like, I don't know. Can you imagine as a kid having the ability to play video games online with your friends who are in other places?
I mean, it's actually pretty cool.
It is.
Major League Baseball during quarantine too.
JT's trying to get in touch with Mark Mariani, and I think we might have him. But how do we know until we hear him?
Can you hear me?
Oh my Lord.
Let's go.
Hey. And happy Friday. There you go.
I am not too good at a lot of things, and one of them is technology. Thank God for Jordan Tinkle. Thank God. He's just a blessing from the heavens above, man. Without that guy, I don't know where he'd be.
It looks like you've been kidnapped and you're in a cave somewhere and you're trying to get help. That's what it looks like to me.
Well, out behind me is a hotel room and out in front of me is Missoula, Montana and the beautiful landscape that is Big Sky Country, Montana. Let's go. You know, I had to go home and celebrate Mother's Day with my mama last weekend.
Well, so what do you do in Missoula this time of year? Do you hunt moose or something? Like what is there to do out there?
Well, usually spring ball is about to start, so that's all we're focused on up here. It's perfect. We're just getting out of what we call the mud season in Montana, which is once the snow melts, right, and the trees have yet to bloom. There's this time period that's kind of like dirty and muddy, and then as soon as the trees bloom, you got this springtime, and it is so epic. I'll send you guys some pics. I'll send some pics later this afternoon at a barbecue I'm headed to, and it is just I'm in heaven. The air is nice and beautiful, and I thought, man, if I'm gonna go isolate and quarantine, I better get some fresh air while I'm at it.
At a barbecue with a bunch of other people, they don't have a whole lot of COVID-19 cases in Missoula, Montana, do they?
Hey, listen, it's starting to open up very little by little, very little by little. Our boy, I went to the Mo Club, the Missoula Club, owned by ours truly, Mickey Ryan's truly, the Butte Missile, Colt Anderson, the newly hired Cincinnati Bengals assistant special teams coach, had myself a nice red beer this afternoon, and it's just beautiful. All right, we're starting to open up little by little.
So can you hunt moose, or was I way off when I said that?
It's very hard to hunt moose, all right, and I'm not a hunter, I'm a fisherman, all right, fly fisherman, and it is nice this time of year up here, brother. But here's what we like to do. We like to try to just avoid telling anybody how awesome it is, and then let most people end up in like Idaho and Wyoming and Oregon and stuff for fly fishing. So, oh man, I actually got my wife, who's a Californian, to admit that she never wants to leave. And I was like, yeah, right. You're so full of it. She's a weirdo. But we're coming back to Nashville on Sunday to help the bars open and help everything get back to normal.
Are we at that point with Nashville where we don't want to tell everybody how great it is?
Oh, we've dude. I've been doing that forever. I've been doing that since I moved there. Like, hey, man, just you guys can come visit. But, you know, after a week, you got to pack up. After the weekend, you got to pack up and get your butts out of here, man. We don't want you. So I'm looking forward to that very, very much so.
Former tight wide receiver Mark Mariani with us. So, Mark, the first contract has been signed with the draft picks. Big merch is the first draft pick signed. I love the fact, and this is why I brought this up, I love the fact that now on defense, on the defensive line, the Titans have Big Jeff and Big Merch. There clearly is a path that's been laid in terms of the framework of the defense and what they want body type.
Listen, I just hope that the guys in the kitchen down there get a big – budget boost for buying groceries for the next few years, cooking these guys' meals. I mean, that's a lot of meat in the middle of that defensive line. And honestly, I think J. Rob and this crew, Coach Vrabel, who's a defensive-minded guy, that's how you build a defense, in my opinion. You build around that D line, and we saw J. Rob, you know, go get Big Jeff last year, even though he was coming off an injury and had a little, you know, I wouldn't even call it baggage at this point, but had some things in the media that were looming, and he went and got him, and to anchor that D line and picking up merch this year, going and signing some edge help. And so you build around that, and it makes your secondary and your linebacking core even that much better. And so I hate to say, I didn't get too, you know, optimistic, but gosh, man, looking at it from it just purely on paper, that defense is going to be nasty, nasty next year. Well, and I love it.
You bring up Big Jeff, Jeffrey Simmons, and the injuries that he was working through last year. Pretty amazing that he was able to give the team what he was able to give them. And in his first game, he gets a sack. He's integral on the defensive goal line stand, stops, just blowing people into the backfield and disrupting plays. But he wasn't near 100%. So he is still working with Titans trainers, Mark, under rehab protocol. It's kind of scary to think what Big Jeff might be able to offer at 100%.
Man, you're hit on the head. It's very scary. And I'll tell you what, it's been 10 years since I got drafted. And even in that short amount of time, the athleticism of guys all over on every spot on the roster has just exploded. And just jaw-dropping to see a guy like that. And we've all seen him up close, but for those that haven't, he's just a monster of a human being. And when you see a guy move, and his quick twitch is so fast and explosive, and his hands are so strong, I mean, he is a full package of speed and athleticism, and he's 300 pounds plus and moving like that. And you go, where are these? I mean, it's just unbelievable athleticism. So he's the type of guy when you go looking at who you're facing on Sunday afternoon, you go, man, I'm glad that guy's on my side of the ball and not the other team. So J-Rob's doing it right.
Well, another guy that's kind of working through everything and he has the last couple of off seasons, his only off seasons, and is not now, is Jonnu Smith, who met with the media the other day. And he said this is the first off season that he hasn't been rehabbing something. Said he hit at 100 miles per hour about a week after the loss to Kansas City. He's had a jump in each of the first 3 years. How good do you think Jonnu Smith can be, and how important to that offense do you think he can be?
Well, if we go back, and I think, I don't know if you guys have posted or sent out the picture of Jonnu training. You want to talk about a freak athlete?
Oh.
Look at that guy in the weight room, dude. You just go, oh my God. But, you know, for Jonnu, I think this is going to be an unbelievably big year for him. Because think about this, guys. He was going into last year with Delanie Walker still in the room with some question marks on how much, you know, what his role was. Is he going to be the number one? Is he, you know, how much is Delanie going to be on the field and this, that? And now it's clear, man, especially from a, you know, particularly from a passing perspective, Jonnu Smith is the number one option in that tight end room. And I'll tell you what, it's a different mindset. It's a different mentality. It's a different amount of accountability and responsibility when you're going to be the guy, and they're going to make plays for you, and you got to go beat that one-on-one. You got to make the play in the contested catches. Not that he can't do that, but now the mindset shifts a little bit. And I'll tell you what, man, it seems like he's embracing that and attacking it. And the sky's the limit for a guy like that, who's already put a ton of unbelievable plays on film and many, many more to come in his early career.
Mike Vrabel, in a couple minutes, we'll get rolling on this. Mike Vrabel wants to not just bring in one team. He wants to talk about maybe bringing in two teams. I want to get your take on how important that work is. We'll do that with Mark Mariani here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. 615-737-1045. You want to talk Titans football. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, Mark Mariani with you. JT producing. And we are with you until 6 o'clock. Even in these crazy times, life doesn't just stop. Especially if you're thinking about proposing to that special someone. My friends at Brentwood Jewelry are here to help with insight on the questions that are important, like gold versus platinum, princess cut, or marquee. The Brentwood Jewelry team will help you pick the perfect engagement ring that fits your budget. They know how important that is to you, and they will respect that for sure. They'll steer you in the right direction. Schedule a virtual or in-person appointment with their custom design specialist today, and take this time to make a promise that you will not regret. Visit them online, BrentwoodJewelry.com. That's BrentwoodJewelry.com. Went in and saw Brandon and Salem and Sandy and all the guys at Brentwood Jewelry the other day. They're doing great. They're open and ready for you. Don't forget this either. It is graduation time. Even though graduation looks a little different this year, your graduate should still be celebrated. And Brentwood Jewelry has unique signature pieces that are perfect for a graduation gift. For all of your celebrations, engagements, graduations, anniversaries, visit Brentwood Jewelry, located in the heart of Brentwood on Church Street, just off Franklin Road. Exceptional style, exceptional deals every day for more than 50 years. Visit BrentwoodJewelry.com.
Zone.
Tell powered by the Tennessee Lottery with Don Davenport. I'm Brent Doherty. Former Titan wide receiver Mark Mariani joins us live from Montana.
Mark is, let's go!
Mark is literally the only guest we've ever had call in from the state of Montana, unless we got Gary Anderson when he signed with the Titans when they pulled him in off the creek. I don't know.
Well, and also, I know Ryan Leaf's become a friend of the show, so yes, I bet you, that's true. You know, I think he may travel here. I don't know if he lives here anymore, but he's a good old Montana boy. He's up in the windy North Central Plateau where I'm from as well. So, you know, just good old Montana boys up here, just trying to squeeze
just fishing, the last. Living
fishing,
off the land.
Fishing, hanging, living off the land, riding buffalo, you know, just regular stuff. Just regular stuff up here.
You said you were going to go to a barbecue later. What is that? Like, a barbecue down here is like pulled pork and brisket. Like, what's happening at a barbecue in Montana?
I don't even think they have food anymore. I think the barbecue in Montana is just purely alcohol and you just kind of hang out. No, I'm just kidding. No, we're just, you know, it's one of those things. I don't know. We're just going to go out.
You don't
and
know
it's crazy. What's crazy, we're so far north, and I didn't realize this when I was growing up, but it doesn't get dark till like 10:30 here. And what? So you just sit out on the patio.
I thought Nashville was amazing. Like we make it till what? 8:39?
Yeah, this is nuts. So you just sit back there and hang, and it's probably not a formal barbecue, but just, you know, I'll be out enjoying the skyline and having one or two pops. You know, you guys know me.
Can I make a quick something that angers me?
Of course, yes.
A barbecue is something that you eat, okay? It's butt, okay? You're going to a cookout tonight.
Oh, well, hey, guess what? We got a segment for you at 5:30, bro. So why don't you hold it?
You're going to a cookout, Mark.
I'll stick around.
For those that don't know, it's I call BS.
I'm going to my friend's house, and it's not called a barbecue. We're going to go eat some food together and drink some beers. It's not a barbecue. It's a cookout.
You mentioned you got drafted 10 years ago, so time's flying. You're getting old, just like the rest of us. But I can't remember. When you were a player, Mark, did you have teams that came in and worked out with you during training camp?
I'm sorry. Say that one more. Did I have players come in?
Did you have teams that came in during training camp? I can't remember that worked out with you guys, or was it just straight up preseason games?
Yeah, my first few years, there were only a handful of teams doing that, and then toward the end of my career, we scrimmaged with a couple different teams, and man, is that an awesome way to do it? It's so competitive, and the you know, the juices are flying because you spend so much time competing against your own dudes and your own team that seeing another face across the line of scrimmage is a welcome sight. And honestly, with the lack of, you know, with this, all the talk about the preseason games and losing one or losing two or whatever, I think this is going to be a very, you know, very common thing for all NFL teams. And Coach Vrabel wants to bring in two instead of one. And it's because you get phenomenal work in. I mean, you, in a compact amount of time, you can get great work and great competition in with guys, you know, that are not on your team, that you don't see every day. And it's extremely beneficial. And so I think you're going to see this happening quite often all over the league. And I think the more the merrier, especially as we're losing all of OTAs or most likely losing OTAs. We're going straight into training camp. these guys need a chance to compete. They need a chance to go out there and do some full speed reps. And you can only get that by you know, live contact and going against somebody else. So I'm all for it.
And it's controlled, right? Coaches can control contact and all of that. That's a big part of it. You can't really do that in a preseason game, so to speak.
No, absolutely. And I think that's, you're spot on. You can put the situations out and you don't have to go, you know, it can be full speed up to collision. You know, you don't have to tackle and you don't have to get your head involved. It doesn't have to be taking guys to the ground and risking injury. But up until that point, you know, running routes, working on your pass technique, all those kind of things, you can do all that. And it's just unbelievably beneficial. And I'll tell you, it's circled on the calendar a lot of times in training camp because you sit in these, you know, in Nashville, they're pretty much on site, right? When I was there, we stayed at the Millennium Maxwell House. In Chicago, we were in Bourbonnais. We were an hour and a half, 2 hours down the road, and you're just stuck out there in these dorm rooms for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. And so then you see another group of guys coming in, and you're like, man, I cannot wait to get on the field with somebody and stop looking at these same DBs every day. So it gives you something to look forward to, and it gives you great competition. It gives the coaches and the ability to draw up things and control the situation. And so for all those reasons and for this fact that we're losing a lot of OTAs and stuff, I think it's awesome. And I wouldn't be surprised if more teams do this, you know, not just one, but two, with two other teams this offseason.
Well, obviously, with practice facilities closed, they're still getting work on Zoom, like so many people in this country. Virtual installation is a thing that's happening. No big deal there, though, right? Because, like, typically speaking, you're in a classroom watching a coach. This is what John New Smith said, and you're taking notes or you're looking at the screen. The only difference is now you're watching your computer screen, but basically it's the same thing.
Yeah, I think what we've been hearing is the teams are trying to simulate as much as they possibly can, a real meeting environment, a real locker room environment. And I know that's a hard thing. It's impossible to simulate, but you know, I think what the big part about OTAs is you get in the room with the guys, you get in the room with it, you start speaking the same language, you start getting familiar with the guys you're going to be playing against. And you cannot, you know, there's only a certain point of how far you can push that on Zoom meetings. And so you can't always simulate that. And so that's what I'm bummed out that these guys are going to be missing out on, these young guys that are first and second year guys. And these, a lot of these teams that have new coaching staffs that usually get more time together, they're going to be behind the eight ball a little bit because of some of that stuff. But as much similarity they can do and get familiar with on Zoom, I know they're doing, putting hours in. The coaching staff is doing everything they can to get players familiar. I think the biggest thing is get these guys ready to go so that when the green light does turn on, whenever that may be, they can hit the ground running and try to just make up for as much lost time as possible. But it's definitely a challenge.
Hit us on Twitter at 3HL1045. Dino says, fellow Montanan Red Lodge area, been in Tennessee since 85. When a Montanan says barbecue, it's code for let's drink. Hashtag lots of alcohol.
Well, since JT put rules and put barbecue in the Webster's dictionary, I'll start calling it something else. But I would say cheeseburgers and steaks are my go-to for a Montana cookout, which will be had here shortly after happy hour begins in a few minutes here. No, but fellow Montanans got to stick together.
At 3HL1045, 615-737-1045. I got to tell you guys, man, I really miss the rookie mini camps. You know, it's such a great time doing what we do to get to know those dudes, but also to serve as kind of a conduit between those guys and the fans. And we missed that opportunity with Christian Fulton and Darrington Evans and all the big merch, all those dudes. And I hate that.
It is. It's a bummer. It's a bummer for them too. I mean, it's kind of whatever cliche or whatever, but it's a once in a lifetime experience, you know, to go through that process, get drafted, you know, Puff and the guys from the PR department are calling you and getting interviews and you get on our show and do these things and it's all fun, man. And you got to just soak it in and enjoy it. And then you get a lot of that taken away because of this going on, you know, like a lot of us have done in society, you got to adapt, but it is a bummer for those guys. And all I can say is I hope we get time to make up that time, and I hope the rookies get a chance to be rookies. And unfortunately, I think this will all happen real fast when we get back together, but we'll have to try to do what we can to give those guys a little razzing when they come through the door.
You have confidence, as Don does, right, that NFL guys are business people and they are staying in shape. They are doing what they have to do to be ready when they get called upon. Might be a worry if you're a college coach, and certainly if you're a high school coach. But from an NFL perspective, I don't anticipate there being a problem. Do you?
In my experience, more than ever these days, is as soon as that season's over, guys take some time off and they get back at it. And yeah. I don't think it's any different this offseason. I think they've been being held accountable and staying in shape. I think guys, any more guys are looking for any edge, any little bit of advantage. And that comes in the weight room. That comes on extra footwork. That comes catching balls. That comes with work outside the facility as it is. So, you know, I think the 10 OTAs and the mini camps are extremely invaluable. So I think that, you know, though that it can't be understated how valuable that time is, but as far as staying in shape, I think these guys are going to be ready to hit the ground running when the lights come on.
Mark Mariani, former Titan wide receiver, is with us. Soldbymariani.com. That's where you need to go. If you're moving to town, maybe you're looking for that next home. Maybe you've been noticing that you need more space because you've been quarantined. Mark can help you. Soldbymariani.com.
That's right. If those walls are coming in on you and you need a little bit bigger house or whatever, tell your friends, give me a shout. The market is picking back up. Rates are lower than ever, and you can take advantage of it. So it's still hot out there. We're climbing out of the COVID tunnel, and we're ready to have a big spring and summer. So give me a shout. Put me to work. Soldbymariani.com. I'm passionate about it. I love it, and I'm ready to go to work for you. Give me a shout.
In about 4 minutes, we'll tell you a story about two NFL cornerbacks that have been charged with armed robbery. You're going to want to hear this story. Stay with us. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.
104.5 The Zone, a Nashville Sports Now update, presented by Electronic Express.
Exact information on the Titans preseason schedule has been released. Good afternoon, I'm JT. The Titans open the season in Washington, taking on the Redskins. It's a Saturday, August 15th game at 1 o'clock. And then two more Saturdays after that, the 22nd, the Titans host the Giants at 7 o'clock. And then the Titans hit the road Saturday, August 29th at the Buccaneers for a 6 o'clock start. The fourth and final game of the preseason for Tennessee will be at Nissan Stadium, 7 o'clock kickoff as the Titans host the Chicago Bears. Brad Keselowski celebrated his first pole win of the season, giving the 2012 series champion the top starting position when the Cup season resumes Sunday at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. He'll be joined by Alex Bowman of Hendrick Motorsports on the front row. MRN's pre-race coverage of Sunday's NASCAR action, 1:30 here on 104.5 The Zone. Breaking news at once on your home for the Titans and Vols, 104.5 The Zone.
Brent Daugherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport. This is the 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.
Powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Friday edition. Brent Daugherty, Don Davenport with you until 6 o'clock. Mickey is on furlough. Mickey will be back on Monday. I will be out next week. Don will be here again. Mark Mariani with us to talk Titans football in the NFL. Mark is broadcasting live, doing his part from Missoula, Montana.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Fresh air. Let's go. Had to take a little break, but I'll be back helping you guys open up the bars Sunday night. Let's go. I'll be out and about all next week, ladies and gents. Don't you worry.
Just wear your damn mask, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Follow protocol. Media. Follow protocol.
What is the temperature in Missoula right now? Like 8 degrees?
Dude, it's 50. It rained a little bit this morning. It's opening up. I'm telling you, what you guys would be stoked at what I'm looking at. Yes, it's beautiful.
Who's stoked about 50?
50 is like 50 is like get your floral prints out and your Speedos and go to the river, man. Come on. It's like this is like tropical this time of year.
God, that sounds awful.
Who gets stoked about 50? It's 85 here, Mark.
I heard it's beautiful there. And someone was rubbing it in to me today, and I was like, that's what I've been waiting for. So I'll see you guys in a couple days. That's what I've been waiting for.
We need to hit this NFL story because people need to know about this if they don't know about this. NFL cornerbacks DeAndre Baker of the New York Giants and Seattle Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar were arrested on armed robbery charges. Baker has 4 counts of armed robbery with a firearm. That makes sense. 4 counts of aggravated assault with a firearm. Dunbar has 4 counts of armed robbery with a firearm. They don't play on the same team. They are on the same armed robbery team, as I've said. They're both from South Florida. This happened in South Florida. What in the world is going on? And it's not like these guys, well, maybe they are hurting for money, but they shouldn't be based on the amount of money that they've made in the NFL. Right, Dawn?
DeAndre Baker was a first-round draft pick in 2019. Are you kidding me? He has a 4-year deal, $10.52 million. Over $9 million of that is guaranteed. And got a $5.6 million signing bonus with the Giants. So now they could void a portion of that guaranteed money now because they have that clause of that, you know, basically says any conduct that reflects poorly on the team gives us a reason to a reason to void that guaranteed money. Pretty sure that that might fall under this category, right? I think it qualifies. Yeah.
They traded up into the back end of the first round to get him, and come to find out he was like X'd out of some draft boards because of like personal issues. They made a mistake there. But yeah, $9 million in guaranteed money. And then Quentin Dunbar is actually a vet in the league. He's 27. He just signed a $3.25 million deal with Seattle. And he has made $9.4 million in his career in the NFL. So this is what happened. The alleged incident took place late Wednesday night at a party that began Wednesday evening. According to the arrest warrant, Baker and Dunbar are accused of stealing money and watches while armed with semi-automatic firearms. It states that Baker intentionally threatened victims with a firearm. According to the arrest warrant, multiple witnesses said at one point during the incident, Baker ordered another suspect wearing a red mask to shoot an individual who was just entering the party.
What?
This is crazy.
And this is like a party where they know people, right? They're invited. Yeah. Like they're a part of it.
I almost want to hold until we get more facts about the story, but there's no way you can. This is just absolutely idiotic. And it just tells me point blank that we got to, you know, it's just, there's no reason for it. Conduct detrimental, whatever the language is, they should be punished in more ways, but we got to get these guys back to work, man. I don't know what environment, and I don't want to speculate that these guys were in, but this is just ridiculous, man. It's a bummer to read about. It's hard to see when those things start coming out. Just listening to you read that, Brent, is like, are you freaking kidding me, man? We got to help these guys make better decisions, and hopefully they learn from this. I'm glad nobody got hurt. But it's going to hurt their wallets. That's for darn sure. And we got to get these guys back to work or figure out what to do, man. That's just too much time.
I like that part of it. We got to get these guys back to work. I mean, Ray Lewis warned us about this a few years ago, right? I mean, we've played this clip a bunch because number one, we're terrified by this clip, but number two, he warned everybody, listen,
do this research. If we don't have a season, watch how much evil, which we call a crime, watch how much crime picks up if you take away our game.
What do you think that would happen?
There's nothing else to do, Sal.
I mean, he warned us. Now, he was talking about a
that
potential...
That was during a possible lockout.
Lockout, right. But, I mean, here we are.
Oh, my gosh. Easy, Ray.
If you take away our game, crime's going to pick up. I mean, he's right on it.
Oh, my gosh. The message is clear, what Ray said, and he's obviously one of the greatest of all that have ever put a helmet and pads on. But what he does is he leaves that comment and that conversation open to our imagination of like, wait, what are you talking about? In what way are you talking about? And it's like, oh man, I don't even want to go there. What he's talking about.
Isn't that like Ray Lewis bite that JT used to put the Halloween music behind all the time? And yeah, it just makes it even creepier with that.
Well, number one, so the reasoning behind that is, number one, it makes a terrifying clip. You heard the clip. We just played it. Even more terrifying. But the whole story about Halloween the movie was it was written and presented without the music. And so they weren't going to pick it up. And so that's when they like went back and they're like, we got to do something. And that's when they composed that song. And it changed everything. I think JT's got it. And you can tell the difference.
Yes.
Fans.
Yes. Yes, who their livelihoods do this research if we don't have a season. Watch how much evil, which we call it crime. Watch how much crime picks up if you take away our game.
Ray Lewis with the Halloween music. The Halloween music, we confirmed that soundtrack makes anything scary. Like anything you put underneath it. It makes scary. Here's some other scary elements to this story. So I mentioned the veteran in this case, Quentin Dunbar, was just signed or traded to Seattle. And shortly before the warrant for his arrest was issued on Thursday. Remember, I said this happened on Wednesday night. So on Thursday, he held a 15-minute introductory teleconference call and told Seattle reporters, quote, "You just want to feel wanted at the end of the day. I just hope to repay them with the way I carry myself as a person." End quote.
Oh, the day charges. Oh,
that will come back to hurt. That quote. Oh my gosh, man. Well, that's just okay. So you hear that quote and immediately, I didn't see the press conference, but I see the quote and immediately what comes to my head is, man, this guy's motivated. He's determined, whatever. And that same individual now goes and, you know, is a participant in the story that you just read, Brent. And you're like, what is, it's not, we just, it's decision-making, man. We got to, you got to be better in every, it's not just NFL guys. It's everybody. That's just a terrible decision, man. What are you thinking?
I just think it's crazy that you're at a party where you know people and you're just going around armed robbering them with a semi-automatic weapon.
And like, you're,
what universe are we living in?
With $9 million in the bank.
Right.
A semi-automatic.
With $5.7 million signing bonus in your hands.
I mean, that could be enough to, you know, be the end of his career for him. The other guy, can you help me with his name? The first round draft pick. We'll probably be able to, you know, he's DeAndre Baker, excuse me. He's probably got a little more time, and obviously they're invested a lot. They might, you know, whatever the punishment, but for a guy who's, you know, just got a deal and on his second or third deal, I mean, dude, bummer.
You got a brand new head coach there. Does he establish the culture and say, okay, none of that, here you go? Who knows?
Great point.
I will say this, you talk about getting people back to work, getting NFL back to work. Well, the commissioner there has sent out a memo outlining that, and you're going to want to hear the date.
You will. Just a few minutes away. Stay tuned. 3HL 104.5 this hour.
So.
Powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Got a couple of emails during the break. One from Exit In. They're doing a pay-per-view stream with a band named Diarrhea Planet. That is an absolutely great band name.
I disagree.
I'm going to disagree, too. I don't think that's a great band name.
I don't think I'm buying a ticket for that.
Oh, don't hate. Don't hate.
All right,
great,
fine. I'll be there.
And I got an email from a guy named Brett Hogan, people betting on adult entertainment stars for the first time. And I'm like, what? What could you possibly bet on? And why do adult film stars always pop up while Mark Mariani and Don Davenport are sitting on my screen?
That's what Mark was bringing up. Yeah. Remember, who was it? Joe Buck got offered to commentate a porn, basically. I'm sorry, an adult movie.
For $1 million. For $1 million.
I'm like, I would do that.
I know. I said, we're sending our applications for that. Me and Don, we'll split it.
Sideline reporter? Okay.
The event was put on by adult camming company Cam Soda, which live streamed the games on their platform. They were adult film stars were playing ping pong. So you could place wagers on them, I guess. The event already happened, but his last paragraph is, if interested, I'd be happy to share pictures and information from the event. I can also connect you with Jaden Cole, Lisa Ann, or the folks at, like, you can put adult film stars on next week if you want to.
Listen,
while I'm off.
I do agree that sports wagers are looking for any and everything at this moment to put anything on. Now, I'm not saying I am one, but a friend I know would look for anything to bet on in these trying times. However, that's pushing it a little far for me with the wagering.
Adult film stars playing ping pong? You wouldn't bet on that?
I'm just going to plead the fifth.
That's smart. Table tennis, ping pong, Russian table tennis. I tell you what, adult ping pong, that's it.
There's a lot of variables in play there that I'd have to iron out before I give you a confirmation.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of research you would have to do.
If you're listening to the show, I hope you're having as much fun as we are, man. We got a big weekend coming up, so get out there and enjoy that weather in Nashville.
I know, Darlington, Denny Hamlin, that's my guy for Darlington. That's what I'm going with.
That's
going
to be huge.
Yes.
NFL.
Yes.
Facilities opening back up. We talked about this last week. Roger Goodell sent out the memo that, you know, hey, every team has to be ready to be open by what? I think it was the 15th or something. Well, here you go. The Commissioner Goodell memo going out today saying that clubs may reopen their facilities starting May 19th if they're permitted to do so under governing state and local regulations. So they've got to be in compliance with state and local regulations. They've got to meet the protocols that the NFL had outlined. We talked about that last week, which also included an infectious disease expert, basically, or an ICO, I think is what they called it. Anyway, so first phase of reopening, what does this mean for NFL franchises? It means they can have no more than 50% of their staff at the facility, so no more than not to exceed 75 people, and that's for all club locations, no matter what. So combined number of employees at the location cannot be more than 75. No members of the coaching staff allowed at the facility. They say they're doing that to ensure the equity among all of the clubs. So no coaching staffs together at the facility. That means if one facility can open and another can't, it doesn't mean that they're getting a foot ahead from a standpoint of the coaches being together at the facility. So other than that, they can decide who returns to the facility, but strength and conditioning coach is also included under the coaching staff. So other members of personnel, football operations, football administration staff, equipment staff, medical staff, nutritionists, they can all be included. So the strength and conditioning coach, only if that coach is currently working with players on rehab assignments, then they cannot come back. No players allowed in the facility except for those that are undergoing medical treatment or rehab. And we talked about this when the facilities closed down. Jeffrey Simmons, a perfect example, is still in the protocol for rehab for his knee surgery. So he was able to be at the facility until everything was shut down. So he'll be able to return to the facility to continue his medical treatment or his rehab. So those are the only players that are going to be allowed in there. They'll take temperatures when you walk in. They'll make sure, you know, anybody has any incidents of COVID-19 in the facility, that it's reported properly and all of that. So there you go. So that's the first stage of reopening, and that starts in 4 days.
Yeah. So there you go. Right there. The 19th, the club has to create
control officer, by the way, sorry. Yes. I said infectious disease expert. That's like way fancy, but infectious control officer that the team had to employ and find.
Yeah. That's what I was doing. While you were talking, I was looking back through my notes. Yeah, infection response team and a designated infection control officer. I don't know who that person is. Maybe it's Mark Mariani. I don't know.
You know what? We'll have to request to get the ICO for the Tennessee Titans here on 3HL, and that's what we do.
Well, hey, one step at a time, man. This is just one step in the right direction. I'll take any ounce of positivity I can get. So if we do this safely and follow protocol – we do a lot with the players and the coaches, but there's a lot of other people behind the scenes in these big businesses and you know, these NFL franchises that grind and work their tails off so that we can enjoy these games on Sunday afternoon. So that's awesome. I'm stoked. What is that, the 19th, Don?
Yep, the 19th.
That's awesome. That's coming quickly. That's really great news.
It is. So are you. You're coming back to town, and people can contact you, soldbymariani.com. That's where they need to go. If you've been sitting around your house kind of looking at looking around thinking, man, I wish I had more space, or maybe you're thinking, man, I don't need this much space. Either way, I know those conversations are being had. So when you have those conversations, reach out to Mark, and he'll be able to help you.
That's right. If you're looking to buy, sell, invest in Nashville, if you've been in quarantine and looking on all the home buying apps, well, guess what? We can get together in person and figure out what fits your needs best. We can go out, see some things in person. We can put together a game plan to sell your house, buy your house, invest. If you have any questions about what's going on, the temperature of the market, just put me to work. I live and breathe this stuff every day. I'm passionate about it, and I'm looking forward to getting together with everyone to help you with your real estate needs. soldbymariani.com. Give me a shout, put me to work. I'm ready to rock and roll. I love you guys.
Hey, make sure you don't go armed robbering, as Don put it earlier at that party tonight.
Hey, listen, I promise you, I'm going to give you some pics of what I'm looking at today. I'm getting the last little bit of fresh air up in Big Sky, Montana, and then I'm coming back to help you guys open up the bars and restaurants in good old Nash Vegas. So I'll see you guys in a couple days.
I love it. Real quick, Dylan on Twitter, at 3HL1045. Hey, now, Diarrhea Planet is great. Original Nashville punk rock band. Seen them live twice. There
All
you
right.
go.
All right. Exit in this weekend, baby. Diarrhea Planet. All right, you guys. Thanks see for letting me do my dream job. I miss you guys. I'll see you soon.
See you, Mark.
I call BS coming up next. Stay tuned in just a couple of moments. 3HL1045, The Zone. And if you want to call BS on something, let it rip, man. We got 30 more minutes of the Friday edition of 3HL. Let's do this thing. 615-737-1045. 615-737-1045. Recently, we have all become well acquainted with all aspects of our homes. We were just talking about that. But our friends at Accurate Mortgage Group say your home could offer security in quite a different way right now. Even though the financial markets are up and down, home prices in our area seem to be holding strong, and interest rates continue to hover around historic lows. So if you own a home, the time may be right for a cash-out refinance. You could walk away with cash in hand to pay off debts, make home improvements, or just pay for everyday things like bills and groceries. Refinancing may also lower your monthly payments. And if you close in May, your first payment's not due until July. Find out if your home's value could be an invaluable resource for you. Contact Accurate Mortgage today. Ask about a cash-out refinance. Call 615-833-0456. That's 615-833-0456. Or simply go online, AccurateMTG.com. Accurate Mortgage Group, a division of Acopia LLC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 4664. So.